Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily. This Monday, what is it? April 15th. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And of course, we have to start talking about the Masters. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Doesn't matter what you think of Tiger Woods, that comeback is incredible. What he went through to come back and now win the Masters is unbelievable. Tiger has shot himself in the foot in his life, and we all know those stories. It's a bit of a problem. But I've got to say, just from a physical point of view, having that back surgery, multiple back surgeries, having a spinal fusion, and then all of the rehab to come back and do that, you know, I'm a golfer, I'm a fan, I started playing golf because of Tiger Woods, but I just got to say, if you like sports, that is clearly one of the greatest comebacks in all of sport history. And I also love it when old people, in this case 43, which is not that old, but still, in sport it's old, when old people like a Jack Nicklaus or a Tiger Woods win these incredible tournaments in their mid-40s. That's kind of what's fun about golf. You can still play this thing really well, even in your 60s. Look at Tom Watson, for example. I'm just saying, love golf. You don't care, because this is about Tesla and Elon, so I'll stop now. So a lot of people ask me, no doubt ask you if you're an owner, how long will the battery last in a Model 3? How long will this car last? Because it's a big deal. For a lot of people, even the Model 3 is a substantial amount of cash. It's a big investment. And so if you're going to buy one of these puppies, you want to know that, you know, the battery is not going to be pooping out in a few years, because the average American keeps their car for about 12 years. Those that don't lease keep it for about 12 years. And you know, financially, that's the best thing to do, is to buy and hold. Because if you buy and sell every 3 years, which is what you do with leasing, basically, you really never get any equity in your car. But if you keep your car and you pay it off, then you can have some substantial equity. So Elon has come out and said that he says that the Model 3 body and drive unit can last up to 1 million miles. 1 million miles? That is a very long time. That's like your whole life of driving. Pretty much. And that the drivetrain, the battery should last up to about 500,000 miles. And now he's saying that they're also going to make module replacements available. So this is kind of a big deal. Now, we actually have some data from other places that after about 160,000 miles, so that's a lot of miles, 160,000 miles, that you only lose about 10% of your battery capacity. Only about 10% over about 160,000 miles. Now, you'll hear numbers that are a little bit different than that. Some people are getting much less than that, some people more. It depends on how often you supercharge and whether you discharge fully and probably whether you live in a really cold climate or a really hot climate. But the fact is that you can drive this car for years, hundreds of thousands of miles, and still have 80 to 90% of the capacity in that battery. It's actually part of why I tell people when they're buying a Tesla, if you can afford it, get the biggest battery, because there will be some degradation over time. But going from 320 miles of range to 310 or 300 or the high 290s is not a big deal. But if you get one with a little small battery and then you take sort of 10% off that, you might feel that a bit more on some of your longer commutes. So I always think it's good to get a pretty big battery. Of course, if you've listened to the show and Talking Tesla, you know that I think that we should have 500-mile batteries, but that's just me. And then in a recent tweet, Elon has said that, you know, these battery packs are going to last 300 to 500K, about 1,500 cycles. He doesn't say how much degradation at that point, but again, I'm going to say like maybe 80% at that point. And that they'll be able to replace modules, not the pack, and that should only cost between $5,000 and $7,000. So the pack is the whole thing, but the modules are these little pieces that go up to make the big battery pack. And so there's, I think, 4 modules per battery pack. And so they're saying they're going to be able to pop one of those out and slap a new one in, which will, you know, basically make your battery work really well again and not for that much money. Now, the ICE people might say, well, see, here's the problem, because, you know, ICE cars don't degenerate like that. Actually, they do. The miles per gallon from an ICE car goes down substantially over time. Substantially. So these batteries, while they're degrading, they're not degrading very much, and they seem to be getting better all the time as they improve the chemistries. They are now really good. And as the price comes down, you can slip out a module and put in a new one and basically give yourself a regenerated pack. That's pretty cool. But why this really matters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is not actually because of what you and I might do as individuals. But really what he is hyping here, and we're going to hear more about this on April 22nd, what he's really hyping here is to have vehicles that do a ton of miles. For example, on a rideshare network, for example, the Tesla rideshare network, where these cars will be driving constantly and be doing hundreds, many hundreds of thousands of miles, and yet the car itself will still be in pretty good shape. Do you throw the whole car away? Do you throw the whole battery away and recycle it? No, you pop out a module, you put in another one, and then you can get most of that range back. That's a big deal if you're trying to sell your cars to somebody that wants to buy thousands and thousands of these to put in a rideshare network. That's a big deal. If you're looking at this from a pure financial point of view, that's what you want to know. How long is that battery going to last over hundreds of thousands of miles? Because I want to buy thousands of these. And if I need to replace stuff, how much is it going to be? Since the battery is the single most expensive thing in that car, can I replace it or can I replace parts of it to make it basically as new? And Elon is saying yes and yes and some more yes. And speaking of batteries, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is a story from Electric, which is about battery production at the Gigafactory. And we've been talking a lot about this in the last few days or week or so, as you know, Panasonic seems to be pulling back its investments. And Elon has now confirmed that battery cell production is indeed still limited at Gigafactory 1 in the Nevada. They can only do about 23 gigawatts right now. And there is a 35 gigawatt hour theoretical capacity, but they're only at about two-thirds that. And in a recent tweet, Elon has said what I just said, but then he's also said it was physically impossible to make more Model 3s in Q1 due to cell constraints. Not sure I actually believe that. Does that mean that they're making less cells now than they were in the fourth quarter of last year? Because they made a lot more cars in the fourth quarter of last year. Or have they moved some of the production over to the Tesla Energy side of things? So I'm not exactly sure that we can take that as suggested, but we can take the fact that they are still cell constrained. They need to build more, and they say they're going to do this at the Gigafactory on the current lines just by ramping them up, but they really want to get this production of the Gigafactory up substantially. So if they're at around, whatever it is, 25-ish gigawatt hours right now, where they want to get, where they originally were talking about for Gigafactory, is 150 gigawatt hours a year in battery pack production. That's for the cars, that's for the power walls, that's for the mega packs, it's for everything, 150 gigawatts. So they have quite a long way to go. So they might be trying to ramp up the current lines, but they are clearly going to need more lines in the future. When you've got Model 3 off the line, lots of them. When you've got Model Y coming, when you've got the Semi, when you've got the pickup truck, when you've got all of the people who want power walls, and they're fantastic. And all of the other stuff, they need 150 gigawatts just out of this one factory, and they're going to need more. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, look, I want to tell you about something that happened over the weekend on the Talking Tesla podcast, which you can find. This is a Patreon one, so we do two shows a month, and this is with Tom and Robert and myself. And it's a very different show to this. It's a lot of interaction, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of arguing, and it's really different. It usually goes for an hour or two sometimes, and we do one for free to the world and one for our fantastic patrons that help support us. I've been thinking, well, what is the future of Elon Daily in a world where there is Talking Tesla? And right now, I haven't completely solidified this, but I think what we will do is shut down Elon Daily, and we will move Elon Daily over into Talking Tesla and make Talking Tesla a daily podcast with a once a month big free show plus a paid show for the patrons. That way we can keep up with the emails, we can keep up with the social media stuff, rather than trying to do that for two separate things. We'll just do it under one. I wanted to try this out. I wanted to see if it was sustainable. I didn't want to sort of throw a monkey in the wrench, as it were. Is that right? No, a wrench in the monkey. I don't know. That saying. And then just like stop it and have the Talking Tesla fans go, what is going on here? But I think now this is sustainable. We'll put it over in Talking Tesla and make Talking Tesla the big gigantic show with a daily show and then a big blowout event a couple of times a month. And then all of the support that we get And then, you know, the social media stuff through Twitter and stuff that Robert and Tom are so good at and I'm so bad at. I think that's the way to go. Not 100% confirmed, but I think that is what we will be doing here in the future. When will we start that? Not exactly sure. I will certainly let you know once the final decision has been made, and we'll make the transition very smooth. It shouldn't matter to anybody. This is all free, and we'll just sort of end Elon Daily and just shove it over onto Talking Tesla. I am going to Kenya for a few weeks. It's going to be really hard to put out a daily show while I'm there. So we might do it just before then. So say, okay, that's the end of season one of Elon Daily. And then when I return from Kenya, we'll start the daily as a part of Talking Tesla. And so that is likely to occur later in June. All right. So that's all for now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name's Mel Herbert. The show is Elon Daily. At least for now, it's called Elon Daily. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.